Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. And joining me today, Mel Mobley, Associate Professor of Music at ULM, talking today about the new festival. It's the New Music on the Bayou Festival. Welcome, Mel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Glad you're with me today. And talk to me a little bit about this festival. You're in year number two. What exactly is the New Music on the Bayou Festival?
Well, it is a festival of seven concerts over 4 days, and we bring in composers from around the world and have their music played by local musicians for our communities.
You already sound like a glutton for punishment, 'cause seven concerts in 4 days
yes,
that you're organizing.
It is insane. We are unbelievably busy right now, but we are super excited as well. It has been very exciting and thrilling to get to present this music to everybody.
Now, why did you decide to start a music festival?
Well, my colleague and I, Greg Lyons, who teaches over at Louisiana Tech, we decided that we thought there needed to be more new music in the area, mainly because people around here don't get a chance to see that. Most people don't even know what kind of composition goes on today in the classical world. And we wanted to bring that to our communities. And we thought we'd start this little regional festival. And we put out a call for scores last year, and we began to get scores from all around the country and then even all around the world. And that has continued on this year. We're even bigger this year. Last year we had in 32 composers. This year I believe it is 43 or 44 composers that are coming in. And from as far away as Israel and Italy, and then from as close as Ruston and Moreau. So we have a little bit of everything.
All right, so let's talk about the festival. Festival starts.
It starts in Ruston at the Stone Theater on the Louisiana Tech campus, and that is Wednesday night. That concert will be at 7 p.m. If you get there a little early, there will be the taco truck out there. You can get a little food from the food truck and then go in and listen to a little hours-long concert and then meet some composers after. The following morning, we will be at the Louisiana Public Library Events Center there in Ruston. And that concert will be at 10 a.m. And following that concert, we're actually having a presentation by one of the Israeli composers on Israeli jazz. And we're really excited about that. That presentation probably will start about 11 right after the concert.
You know, I guess I haven't thought about Israeli jazz. I like klezmer music, and has a correlation to Dixieland jazz,
I think it does. I think it does feed into that. And I don't know. I'm excited to hear the presentation too. I don't know anything about Israeli jazz either. So, anyway, we're looking forward to that. And then on Thursday, we come on over here to Monroe, and we take part in the art crawl. We have a short little concert at the palace that night, among their display of art, and. Then Friday, we have an afternoon concert at Northminster Church on Lammy Lane, and that will be at 1 p.m. And that concert will feature another Israeli composer and also a Canadian composer, I believe. And then we have a concert on Friday night at the Biedenharn Recital Hall, and that's here on the ULM campus. That's going to be that contains some of our more traditional music. Has a nice, big, huge piano solo, fairly lush, and then also this several movements of a mass written by a Louisiana composer. And then on Saturday is our big blowout day. We go out to the Black Bayou Refuge, and we hold a concert out there. So for those people who think, oh, a stuffy concert, I don't want to go and sit in a concert hall, come out to the Black Bayou Refuge. There's a little amphitheater out back. We play music for about 45 minutes out there, and you can listen to the music, or you can in seats, or you can wander around the bayou and listen.
Let me ask, just because it is that time of year where there's always like a 20% chance of rain, what happens if there's rain? Is there a plan?
We've decided it's not going to rain.
It's not going to rain? Okay, plan.
No, our plan is they do have, if it's light rain, we will probably go ahead and have it out there, and they do have, if it's just a little too heavy to play, they have a building out there that we can have it in. If it's pouring buckets all morning, which it's not going to be, but we would probably make an announcement on our website, which is newmusiconthebayou.com.
And that's a good place to go to find out, because this is a lot of events. So how many, you said
seven events, and yeah, nobody's going to remember all that. Just go to the website, newmusiconthebayou.com. It's got the schedule. But I also want to make sure everybody's aware of also the last evening, the showcase concert is at Strauss Theater this year. We're very excited about it. We've added some new things to make it a little bit fancier. We're going to announce our awards. We give out a competition award to one of the composers. And we've added choreography this year for the first time. We have two pieces. Two of the compositions that were selected have been choreographed, one by ULM choreographer Tina Malone, and another one by a Dallas choreographer named Loris Beckles. And those will be performed by dancers from the Twin City Ballet from here in town. And then in addition to all of that, we have a reception afterwards. So this is the only ticketed event. So you should go online to newmusiconthebayou.com and get a ticket for that. Or you can just drop by the Strauss box office and pay cash or check for a ticket. Or you can even come to the VAPA office and get a ticket for that. But we're really excited about that last concert.
So all those first six events are free. The Strauss Theater event that Saturday night is a ticketed event. $20 for general admission, $5 for students with an ID.
That's right.
So that's a full week of music. You could go hear something pretty much every day and
yes.
Never hear the same type of music, never hear the same thing.
Exactly. And the best thing about modern classical music, it's very there's a huge variety. Some things may make you think more of jazz. Some things may make you think more of classical music. Some things may make you think of movie music. We have one piece where I play, it's basically a toy piano concerto. So we're looking forward to that.
That sounds fun.
It is. It's a very fun piece. It's called My Arms Bend Backwards.
That would hurt, too.
Yes.
This is Mel Mobley, Associate Professor of Music at ULM. The event all week long is called New Music on the Bayou. Starts on Wednesday night, goes all the way to Saturday night. Music and festivals, all sorts of artists, and a lot of things to hear in the upcoming week. Mel, where do they go to find out more?
Please go to newmusiconthebayou.com. That has all the information you need. It has a list of the concerts, a list of the composers. It has a schedule of events.
All right. New Music on the Bayou. If you can't remember that, just come to KEDM.org, and we'll get you there.